Are you an entrepreneur in Ireland and looking for ways to grow your business, and particularly in terms of looking at being more innovative? Then you need to listen to this podcast. My name is Krishna Day. You'll find me online at krishnaday.com and also on facebook.com/KrishnaDay. I'm here in NUI Maynooth, the National University of Ireland in County Kildare, and I'm with John Scanlon from the commercialization department. He's a director in this area. And we've just been talking about a great event that's taking place at the beginning of April, which I definitely think you need to be aware of if you're an entrepreneur looking to grow your business. So, John, thanks so much for joining me. Tell me a little bit about what's going on in April and the open event you've got for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Krishna. So the event is called Connect. It's a biennial event. So the first one we ran in 2009, and this runs on the 6th of April 2011, so in the next week. The event is, we do what it says on the tin. The idea is to connect. So we connect with large and small businesses and with entrepreneurs. And we are a university, and what we're good at, I guess, is creating new ideas. Innovation tends to be the implementation of new ideas. The implementation part is not for us. That's for you, the business people. So what we like to do is to connect with entrepreneurs, small, medium-sized companies, and even large companies, and get our ideas to the marketplace. And to do that, we need to connect with people. And that's the concept of the event.
So I understand it's taking place in a hotel here in County Kildare. Tell us a bit about what's going to happen on that day.
So, yeah, so we kick off with breakfast, which is always a good way to start. At 8:15 in Carton House, which is one of the old estates in County Kildare, and it's a beautiful location. We expect about 250 delegates. As you come in, the first thing you'll notice is you'll see a display of our spin-out companies, and if whether you're interested in linking with them business-wise or even investing in them, they'll be delighted to meet you, no doubt. Then we meet you and greet you with breakfast, and then we kick off with a series of very short presentations from people, I guess, entrepreneurs that have started their own businesses, that have been exposed to the change in business and how you survive the kind of climate, I guess, that we're going through at the moment. And interspersed with those talks, we have long networking opportunities. So the talks go in slots of 30 minutes, and between those there are 45-minute slots of networking, where we ply you with coffee and expect you to get on and meet and greet, exchange business cards, and figure out how you can do business with us, the university, and with the other delegates that will come to the event.
So from the university, you're going to have researchers there. Tell me a little bit about the profile of those researchers.
So the profile of the research, what we've noticed in the university in the last couple of years is a change of culture. And that change of culture is about the fact that these researchers are hungry to see their ideas go to the marketplace. And they realize that they're not the people to bring them to the marketplace. So the researchers will be... First of all, we expect about 50 of the what we call the principal investigators from the university to attend. And you'll see them and their stands, and they'll talk about what they're good at doing in terms of the science, the innovation, the technology, and so on. And they'll talk a little bit about their own projects and about what they've done and how they see how their ideas might implement a particular unmet need in the marketplace.
Now, we were also talking about the fact there's a connection here to Enterprise Ireland as well and the innovation vouchers. Tell me a little bit about how that works.
Okay, so the Enterprise Ireland, first of all, have many schemes for helping SMEs, small to medium enterprises in Ireland. It starts off at the very smallest SME. If you employ, I think, less than five people, you can apply for what's called an innovation voucher. And the innovation voucher is effectively 5,000 euros that you are free to spend at what's called a knowledge provider. And the knowledge provider is typically a university or an institute of technology. You come with a problem, you identify somebody that can solve the problem for you, you give us the voucher, and you get the work done effectively. And that's the way it works.
So is there going to be anybody there from Enterprise Ireland on the day?
Enterprise Ireland will have their own stand. And there'll be, I think we expect about 20 of them. So, yeah, lots of opportunity to network with those also.
Who are the people that this day is not relevant for?
Can't think of anybody off the top of my head. No, I think it's relevant for anybody that's interested in either developing a new product, that have problems getting a particular product to the marketplace, technical problems that they need help with, excuse me, or even large companies that are looking at maybe down their 5 to 10 year roadmap with ideas for new technologies way in the future. We do that as well. So anybody in business, and particularly associated with technology, we'd love to see them there.
And to be applicable, does the business have to be up and running already?
Absolutely not. No. And we've helped. We've had lots of people that have come to us with an innovation voucher and an idea of how they might start a business. And we've helped them take that idea and turn it into a business.
But they need to be here in the Republic of Ireland.
They need to, well, they can fly in if they want, but it's probably easier to be here, yes.
Okay. How do people join you then, John? How is the best place for them to go to register to say they're going to attend? I guess you need to make sure you've got enough breakfasts for everybody.
Yeah, well, I think we plan to have about 350 breakfasts. So, yeah, there is room for some more hungry people. So if they go to our website, which is commercialization, at nuim.ie, and you'll find us there, or send us an email, and you can register online. In fact, I think if you go directly to the university webpage, which is nuim.ie, there's a connect button on there to register.
That's terrific. Go to commercialization.nuim.ie or straight over to nuim.ie, and you can find all the details there. Of course, I want to know about any success stories, so I hope we'll have a chance to connect in the future, John, where we actually have people maybe who've come to hear about the event through this little podcast or this blog article, which you'll find on my site. Thank you again for being here today. That I was in conversation with John Scanlon, Director of the Commercialization Department at NUI Maynooth. Take a look at what they're doing in terms of the event going on called Connect, beginning of April. Remember, nuim.ie. You'll find me online again at bizgrowthnews.com and also at facebook.com/KrishnaDay.